Again, Night of Living Dreads back in your ear hole. Episode 18, very special episode this week. For reasons on why it's special, you will hear in about 5 seconds. I am Otis B. Dreads.
I am Malice Murphy.
Oh! He is back. he has returned home. That's right. The first episode. We did a little mock episode around Christmas. You were hammered.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that.
And I honestly don't remember, it all, but, except for us sitting here and doing this. But the first official, episode of the new year. And man, a lot of weird shit has been going on here. But before we get into the topic and everything, man, how you been? It's been a while since you've been back here in the insane asylum.
I wish I could have been better, Fucking work is crazy.
Ugh.
Wintertime is brutal. With work, we fucking on call 24 hours a day.
Right. Yeah. You said you're expecting possibly a phone call at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Somebody better be dead. That's all I got to say. Somebody better be dead. You call me at 3 o'clock in the morning. I probably won't hear it anyway. But so, not too bad. How is the little addition? She's doing good?
She is sleeping through the night finally.
Isn't that such a breath of fresh air, man?
It really is.
Jeez, people don't really learn to appreciate sleep until you have kids.
Definitely.
And infants and newborns in the house, yeah. Well, that's good.
I thought it was going to be easier, because when we had the twins, sometimes one would wake up and then you'd get it to sleep, and then the other one would wake up instantly,
Oh, so one would wake up as the other one was going to sleep kind of thing? You never got a break.
Right. It was horrible.
Ugh.
But, with her, it was just as hard. Just completely different.
Really? Well,
her whole schedule is she would sleep all throughout the day.
Right.
Then just every 3 hours at night. Every 3 hours.
Every like clockwork. Yeah. It's like clockwork.
And it was instant. It didn't gradually get worse. It was just instant. Like, I am pissed off. Fucking feed me now.
Stick something in my mouth. Wow. Wait a minute. That got weird.
Nah, man. But she, I love her, man. She's
That's awesome.
She's off limits until I'm dead.
Yeah, yeah. No, I feel you, man. I have two daughters, so I feel that. I understand. And, you know, before we, you know, any, you know, a lot of people like your stories, whether you tell a story during the mic checks or whatnot. I've heard a lot of positive things about your story. Do you happen to have a you know, some kind of humorous story to kick this episode off before we get into some really weird shit?
I have a story. I'm not sure if I told it. I kind of feel like I have told it on one of the podcasts before.
Really?
Yeah.
That was your you said, because I can't remember it. I don't know if any.
Okay, so, I mean, it was one of the times that my brother had defecated on himself.
He shat in his drawers.
He did. He fucking shitted all over himself.
Well, why?
Well, I'd talked him into, you know, hitting the blunt a couple times. You know, we're out there camping. It was my uncle.
Cough, cough, pass. Puff, puff, pass. Not puff, puff, poop, nigga.
Yeah, he fucking doo-dooed himself, man.
Doo-dooed himself.
He did. We, we drove to, central, like southern central Ohio, you know, area of Lake Hope, if anybody knows where that's at.
Right, right.
So, we're camping at the hunter's camp. It's October, so, you know, there's not a whole lot of people there, but there's hunters there. You know, there's at least like five other people camping at this place.
Right.
And my uncle, he goes completely deaf. He's already like partially deaf, mm-hmm. you know, from, he's lost hearing from, he said, from going to concerts and being too close to the speakers.
Right.
But, so we're sitting right next to him, and he's like, he's completely ignoring us, and we're like screaming at him and like throwing shit at him, like, dude, like, why are you like not talking to us? Like, what's wrong with you? You're staring off in the sky, and we're like asking you questions, and you're sitting here. I said, Robert's running around, camp, prancing around, doing, you know, skipping around camp,
prancing and he skipping. Was. And is this before the defecation incident or yes. after? Oh,
no,
okay.
This is before. This is after the smoking.
Okay. You know, so. Prancing around, then all of a sudden silent, not moving.
Oh, no, that's it. Oh. It's way later. Like, he, at some point, becomes, you know, completely, like, ravaged with hunger, and he tackles the fucking cooler, you know, rips the fucking cooler lid off and breaks the cooler. Grabs the bread out, like rips through the plastic, and, you know, slices of bread are flying through the sky like a fucking pack of cards.
Oh,
and
wow.
He's grabbing handfuls and shoving them in his mouth, eating them as fast as he can. And
not a guy you want to, you know, hang out and smoke with.
No, man.
God.
I'm sitting here thinking, what the fuck did I just do, man?
Right. You created a monster, man. You got Frankenstein, half bread. Bread.
So we eventually, you know, get the food away from him and hide it in the tent, and he calms down. And me and my friend, you know, we're sitting out there smoking because my uncle passes out. Robert goes in there and passes out. And, you know, me and my buddy were just sitting there smoking. We fucking get pretty fucked up, and we start fucking with my brother.
Hey, man,
and Frankie.
You got a joint? Yeah, but like, cool if you did. All right, all right.
So we start, you know, messing around with my uncle and my brother, and, you know, shaking the tent, throwing shit at it.
Right.
We eventually pass out, and I hear something moving around.
Does he shat himself at night? Has he already shat himself?
No, not yet.
No, not yet. Well, we're getting there. Okay.
It's coming up. So I hear something on the, you know, rummaging around on the outside of the tent in the camping area. And I look, my brother's not in the tent. And I, you know, quietly get out of the tent because I don't know if it's like raccoons or something. I don't want to get attacked.
There's a joke there. I swear, I just can't find it.
He, but he's crouched over there by the fire and he's naked, and he's burning something. And I walk
his
up.
Ass. His, I mean, how is he bent? Is he bent over ass into the fire?
No. Crouched facing the fire, naked. And I walk up, and he's burning his fucking boxers, man.
What
and
I'm kind like, of weed do you smoke?
This was Reggie, dude. This was years ago. This was at least fucking 12 years ago, if not longer. Man.
Wow. Okay. So he's burning his boxers.
He's burning his fucks up.
Does
his
he not
boxes.
Realize that poop doesn't smell too good when it's bubbling and boiling in a campfire?
Well, I walk up and I'm like, "What the fuck are you doing?" And he turns around and looks up at me and goes, "Shh, shh." Yeah. And I'm like, "Shh, nothing, man. Why the fuck are you naked?
And why are you burning shit in a campfire?"
And he goes, "I shit myself and there's no toilet paper in the outhouse." He goes, "I'm burning my boxers because I didn't want no one to know I shit myself."
And he tells you this.
And I'm like, "Dude, there's fucking other people camping in this place, man. Dude, you're not allowed back in the tent."
No.
I was like, "Wrap up in that tarp and sleep in the car."
Sleep next to your fucking poop in the campfire.
And the next morning, my uncle, he's waking us up. He goes, "Your brother's gone. Your brother's gone." I said, "No, he's not."
I almost regret telling you to tell a funny story. Wow, that's hilarious. So he did end up staying outside, wrapped up in a tarp by the campfire.
He slept in the car, wrapped
in
up
the car, wrapped
yeah,
up. In
yeah,
the tarp.
I told him that you get in that
like
car.
A dead body. You know, might just stick him in the trunk and get the full effect. Wow. All right. Well, what was that? Was that the end? Was there anything else? No, there was nothing else to add.
No, he just.
What else could you add? Was he roasting marshmallows with the same stick he tried to burn?
God, I hope not.
Man. All right. Well, that was our good hearty laugh, at least for me, anyway. To get this. Podcast rolling, yes, the Twins of Evil. That was a name given to us by a member. Hell, I don't even know if he's still a member. But anyway, yeah, the Twins of Evil. We're going to take a quick break before we dive into our topic, which is actually about two or three topics all rolled into kind of one. We're going to talk a little bit of paranormal. Tell our own personal little ghost stories, things that myself as well as Malice have gone through, you know, as far as shadow people and what they call sleep paralysis. So we're going to just have a little open discussion on all that and share our stories. And, I'll wait till after the break because we really want to hear from you guys. On your own personal story, so I'll give you all the information on that when we come back from this break. So don't go anywhere. Night of the Living Dreads podcast. And you know what? I didn't even say hi to Gorehounds. I'm such a bad, bad host. I was so excited you were back. I was just, I'm such a bad host. Yeah, please, by all means. I didn't even throw our own damn website out there. I mean, come on. So, you know.
It's partially my fault, too.
It could have been. Just your presence alone.
I'm knocking you off your game.
Yeah. I didn't have much to begin with, so. No, nightoflivingdreads.com is where you can find Malice and myself. Another place you can find Malice and myself is over there on Facebook, Night of the Living Dreads on Facebook as well. You can also see us and find us over there, Gorehounds of Horror on Facebook. And we are, you know, albeit a shitty one, we are the house podcast for this this group. Great group. I love these guys. Hey, I mean, just one big happy family sharing our love for horror.
Awesome group of people.
They really are, man. You know, of course, you know, when you get a group that has 8,000 plus members, which, you know, I believe that's what, or maybe they could be at 9,000+. They're growing, you know, just astronomically every day. But I don't know where I was going with it. Oh, you're going to get a few bad apples. You know, when you get a group converging on one page, you're going to get, you know, a few bad apples. All in all, 99% of this group are just really awesome people. So go check them out. Most of the people that probably listen to us are already a member over there. So they probably just think I'm kissing some ass. I kind of am. No, I'm just kidding. So yeah, all right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. I'll give you some email information for both myself and Malice. Then we're going to dive right into our paranormal discussion, sleep paralysis, shadow people, and all that good stuff. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to my Living Dreads podcast. I am Otis B. Dreads.
I am Malice Murphy.
And, you know, we're going to talk some ghost stories. This is actually our first podcast about anything really paranormal. I mean, I think we may have discussed some things.
Yeah, we dabbled in it.
We dabbled a little bit, but this is really the first podcast where, you know, it's really our main topic tonight. Again, we're going to talk about sleep paralysis. We're going to talk about shadow people. We're going to dive into some, you know, some pretty, you know, because I guess it kind of goes right along with, you know, sleep paralysis and that, you know, that dream state. We're going to talk about some scary dreams. You were just telling me one during that break, man, that kind of, you know, made the hair on my arm stand up a little bit. It was pretty creepy. Maybe you'll dive into that. But speaking of sleep paralysis, as you'll hear in just a few minutes, I've dealt with this as a small child. Just a couple incidents. You have, you know, had some issues, you know, like that as well, right, Malice?
Yes.
Yeah. Correct. So what I want to know, what I thought would be, you know, kind of interesting and kind of cool to interact with some of our listeners is to take and shoot myself and Malice an email. Or what are the other? It really doesn't matter. You can shoot us, you know, both the same email just to make sure, you know, we get it. But and maybe tell us one of your stories about if you've ever had to, you know, have ever encountered the shadow people, sleep paralysis, maybe, you know, hey, even maybe some, you know, scary dreams or something. But when it comes to the sleep paralysis shadow people, if you want, maybe we'll do a little recap next week. And with your permission, just let us know in the email. We'll read your story on the podcast. You know, just to kind of share. We're going to share. We thought maybe you, the listeners, would like to share too. So if you want to do that and you want to send us your stories, you can contact myself at otis@nightofthelivingdreads.com. And, of course, that is Dreads with no A, D-R-E-D-S, otis@nightofthelivingdreads.com. Malice, yours is?
Malice Murphy @nightofthelivingdreads.com.
There you go. So if you want to share your story or have us share your story and talk about it and give us, you know, give our thoughts on it, if that's something you want to do, shoot us an email. If not, there'll be no recap next week. But anyway, so let's kind of dive into it. Shadow people and sleep paralysis, they kind of go hand in hand. A lot of people experience these shadowy figures, whether it's a man in a hat, which you've had an experience with, an old lady, sometimes both at the same time. Normally, you know, I won't say normally, but a lot of people when they are in the grips of sleep paralysis, experience these figures then. But shadow people, and I have a story on this that come encounter with these shadow people without being asleep, without being under the grips of, you know, sleep paralysis. So shadow people in itself is just kind of like really a different but the same topic. You had and you said you one of the stories you wanted to share was that about the shadow people or the sleep paralysis? Was that about shadow people? Is that what you had said that you had a story about that or?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I don't know if it was a shadow people or something paranormal, like an actual spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But I was living with my cousin. And, you know, I was, you know, I got to consider, you know, take into consideration that I was doing a lot of partying.
Right.
I just split up with my wife. So heavy drinking. You know, I was doing, you know, quite a few drugs. So I was laying in bed one night.
Give me some drugs.
I was laying in bed and, you know, just staring into the corner of the trash bags full of clothes. And the only light that was in, you know, the room was the light from the, for my stereo for the clock. And there was a break in it. Like I could, saw something move through my room and there was a break in the light from the clock. And I was sitting there trying to look at the windows. Is, you know, there's no light coming through. I had blinds and black curtains. There was no light coming through. And I was like, you know, that's weird. And then I saw a figure from the standing position crouch down and get down in front of my face. And it's like, there's like this black, you know, shadow, like I can kind of see it, you know, it's just looks like a face just staring right back at me. And I run my hand through it and there's nothing there. I'm sitting there thinking to myself, you know, there's nothing here, man, you know? And then all of a sudden I heard what sounded like a little evil girl, like kind of like a cackle, like a little girl snickering or something.
She was hangry. Snickering.
I mean, as soon as I heard that, you know, as soon as I heard that laugh is like...
That
know,
changed your whole tone.
Yeah, no, I ran out of the room. Right. Like, ran into my cousin's room. You know, I'm a girl.
Run away, run away.
I'm fucking 25 years old, and I'm running, jumping up, you know, arms another grown flailing. Man's bed, screaming, wake the fuck up!
Arms flailing, like a little 12-year-old girl.
That shit was scary. And
so you think, I mean, you prefaced it with the fact that you were going through hard times, you were doing a lot of things, you know, at that time, drugs, drinking a lot. Does part of you think that what you saw was a direct result of that? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know if that
played or did it feel too real just to be some sort of, you know, drug induced hallucinations. Now, were you on any hallucinations at the time?
No,
there was none of those kind of drugs.
No, I was okay. You know, drinking, taking pills.
Right.
So when I woke up my cousin and, you know, I told him what I'd seen and heard, you know, he called me a liar and he's
of
like
course.
You've been talking to Randall, haven't you?
You know. Is this the campfire shit in the drawers, brother?
No, my cousin.
Oh, your cousin. I thought you said your brother. I thought we were going to get doo-doo pants involved again.
No, not doo-doo.
No, okay.
Not the doo-doo, brother.
Well, if you have a ghost story with doo-doo pants, do share. Doo-doo share.
So he's like, you know, asked if I had been talking to his brother. And I was like, no, you know, what are you talking about? He goes, well, if you're telling the truth, he goes, that means that something's really wrong in that room. Because that's the same story that my brother told me. That he was sitting there, seeing a shadow, and heard a little girl laugh. And that's when I moved out of that room and slept on the couch in the living room. Until we got evicted. Because he wasn't paying the rent.
there was also, if you don't mind, if you want to take and actually what you saw was the ghost of doo-doo past.
And that was him laughing because he was able to burn his boxers.
Oh man. But there was another story, if you want to share, that had to do with your grandmother's house when you were young. There was a place in her basement, a cold cellar, that what you had dreams about.
Yeah. When I was awake, it didn't matter if there was anybody with me or during the daytime. You know, I wouldn't go past the basement stairs, to the basement. The floor was, you know, the bottom of the stairs. That's as far as I'm going. In my dream, I would always, you know, wake up on the main floor in the house and I'd be by myself. So it's like, you know, a dream within a dream. And, you know, I'm walking around looking for everybody and I can't find anybody. And, you know, I get the courage to go upstairs, and I was always afraid to go upstairs. And I'm looking around because there was like this attic that surrounded the entire upstairs that, you know, you can get to any room through the attic.
My great-grandmother had an attic that was probably bigger than most loft apartments. Yeah, it covered the entire, you know, scope of the house.
Yeah, and like, and that always like freaked me out, you know, and I was like, I don't like it. So, you know, I can't find my grandma, I can't find my dad. And
again, this is your dream.
Yeah, during my dream. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, finally like go to the bottom of the stairs, and, you know, I'm scared, you know, I'm calling out for my grandma, and I finally gain the courage and I go up and I open the cellar door, and there's some dude hanging there.
Wow.
Some, you know, middle-aged, fat, bald, white dude. You know, and I could remember what he was wearing, like khaki pants with a brown, thin brown belt, white, you know, t-shirt tucked in.
Hmm. Almost sounds like prison garb, don't it? You know, brown khaki. I don't know what they wore back then or where this person, this, you know, because this was a dream, but I think it really, you know, plays well into our, you know, our topic. That, because who knows if who you were dreaming about, which was a theory you brought up earlier when we were talking about this before we recorded or started recording. And, you know, you know, who knows if this guy that you saw in a dream is not maybe the, you know, the shadow person you saw later on? Because, you know, this happened obviously before your downtime, you know, with your, you know, your drinking and your drugging.
Well, it's, I mean,
so maybe that was the shadow person that you saw that you dreamt about when you were a kid. Or was this a dream?
Well, what if that was the shadow person that, you know, was affecting me with the sleep paralysis when I was a child, even younger?
Yeah, interesting. And then you started dreaming about him and you realize, okay, I see where you're going with that. Talk to me about that, and then I'm going to get into a couple stories that I have.
Well, this is a story that I might have told when we like dabbled before, but as you know, when I was a child, you know, I had
about how old?
About 5 or 6 years
five,
old.
5 or 6, okay.
You know, I always had dreams of, you know, shadow people chasing me, you know, in my dreams.
So when you say shadow people, I don't want to interrupt too much, but when you say shadow people, it's you're basically saying that You're being chased by something that you could probably identify as some sort of person, but you couldn't see any distinguishing or, you know,
I mean, you've,
facial features.
You've seen the
or
movie
anything.
Ghost with
sure.
Demi Moore.
Sure.
Okay, so, you know, when
just
someone
just trying
would
to get
die,
laid, don't judge me.
When someone would die and then the shadows would come up and grab
right,
you know, their
right.
soul.
So something like that, right.
So, but yeah, like, but free reign, you know, they could be either on the floor like that, the ground, or, you know, up like a physical, you know, shadow of a person, but it's,
right.
you know, completely dark black, no, you know, no eyes, no mouth, no nose, no facial features, except
right,
for
right.
like a silhouette, like a head.
Kind of like what I said I saw, which I'll get into later. But okay, go ahead. I was
so
just curious.
Those would be the type of things that would, you
that
know,
would chase
you. Occasionally, you know, I would have dreams of the man in the hat, you know, and that would be the one that would always, he would talk to me.
Mm.
He would tell me to do, you know, bad things like to hurt my parents or, you know, he would tell me to hurt, you know, animals or other, you know, kids, like my friends.
And for the record, you said you were about, what, 4 or 5?
5 or 6.
5 or 6. And Malice did not start doing drugs until 7. So this was during the sober years.
The sober Malice.
Yeah. Not the Wonder Years. These are the sober years.
So this one particular dream, It started out with the man in the hat talking to me, and then the shadows were chasing me.
Right.
And, you know, we lived in these real shitty apartments, and it started out, I woke up in the basement, and it was chasing me through the house. And I was running upstairs to my room, and, you know, once I had dove, or once I had got to, like, the middle of the floor into the room, I dove and landed in the bottom bunk and landed on my stomach. And as soon as I landed in my bed, it was like I woke up out of a dream. You know, I just woke up and I'm looking around my room and there, you know, nothing's behind me. Nothing's chasing me. And I'm, you know, there's a sigh of relief, you know, and I'm like,
man, it was just, that shit.
It was just a dream, you know, like, oh my, you know, thank God. And then I felt something crawl into my back and straddle, you know, my torso, put its hands on my head, and it felt like it had long nails or claws, and it, you know, it shoved it, my face down into the pillow, and I couldn't breathe. I couldn't, you know, the only thing I could move was like my arms, and I'm, you know, I'm can't scream, and, you know, I feel like, you know, I'm starting to black out. My whole body's tingling. I can't,
right.
I feel like I'm about to die. And, you know, as soon as, you know, I start thinking to myself, you know, God help me, God help me, God help me. And then it was like it disappeared. And I instantly ran, scooted off the bed, ran over and turned on the light. I was crying, screaming, ran downstairs, and, you know, my mom, my dad, it was just a nightmare. It was just a dream. And
get behind me, Satan. Behind me. I'm sorry. All I can think about is Born in East L.A. when I...
And, you know, they just kept telling me it was a dream. And it's like, you know, I feel like, you know, some of it was a dream, but, you know, dude, that other shit felt so fucking real. It felt like I was, you know,
and that's
being
what
suffocated.
Exactly. And that's what I was going to say, because, you know, the feelings you have in the midst of this quote unquote dream that everybody wants to continue to tell you that you're having, which I have a story exactly, not exactly, but similar in nature, that, you know, oh, it was just a dream. No, this was real. This felt so real. So, you know, where does the dream world end? And maybe that sleep paralysis comes in. For those, I know that, you know, those who probably listen to this show are, you know, at least halfway intelligent and probably heard of sleep paralysis. For those who haven't, sleep paralysis, very much layman's terms, is when you go to sleep, when you start hitting that REM stage, your brain sends a signal to the muscles to pretty much shut down. It's kind of a safety mechanism, a defense mechanism, if you will, because, you know, and we've heard stories of people having, you know, in their sleep, and they just start swinging. They're just violent sleepers and violent dreamers, you know. This is part of the reason why you're made up to do that, and your body, you know, shuts down. So you go in a state of paralysis. Now, with sleep paralysis, what happens is at some point during the night, your body is still paralyzed. Your brain hasn't sent a signal to, like, hey, wake up, you know, but your brain's like, hey, I'm awake. Fuck you, body. And you are completely awake, and you're looking around, but you cannot move. There are a lot of theories, you know, surrounding this. Okay, alien abduction. You were just dreaming. You woke up in a dream, as you mentioned, a dream within a dream, which is an interesting theory. Okay, a lot of people. You know, just seeing, you know, the shadow people. There's a lot of different, you know, things that people will say. But I'm going to tell you, as you just told us, I'm going to tell you firsthand, it was very real to me. And my story started, you know, with the sleep paralysis, the first time I saw any kind of shadow person, I was about 8, 9 years old. And for the record, I didn't start drugs till I was about 11. Rodney was an early bloomer.
Who is Rodney?
It's my other buddy, man. He started when he was 8. But you, Malice has got him.
Brains on the floor.
Right. They are. Yeah, anyway. How many times can I say, there's one more. So, I'm laying in bed, and I'm about, you know, 8, 9 years old. And I remember waking up. I don't know what woke me up. I don't know if, you know, I heard something, if I was waking up because of a dream I had, and maybe the dream was so terrifying that my brain woke up before my body did, kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I remember, all I remember is laying there, and I had a stepbrother that, you know, lived in the house. He was older, but I still had the bunk beds from when we were younger. And I was on the bottom bunk. So I remember just laying there looking up at, you know, the dust cover of the top bunk. The bottom bunk. I was on the floor underneath both bunk beds. And I happened to the foot of the bunk bed was, you know, kind of facing, as I'm laying there looking at the foot of the bunk bed, my closet was right there. And all I remember seeing was, it was almost like a black mist. I don't remember smelling anything. I was too terrified at what was, you know, coming up over the foot of the bed. And there was no real form at first. It was just something coming up over the foot of the bed. And as it gradually, if you can kind of picture, you know, fog on a, you know, a river or something, and just, you know, it creeping, you know, along the river. And that's kind of what it was doing. And as it got closer, I'd say about midsection, I have no idea what to do. I obviously can't move. Otherwise I would have. And then it kind of started to rise up. And when you mentioned that, your, you know, story when, you know, it was pushing your head into the pillow, and you described the hands, just, you know, kind of like claws almost, you know.
Yeah, claws are really long nails.
Really, and that's exactly what I saw as it started to, you know, it came up as like nothing, and then it just, as it got closer to my head, it kind of grew into what I could, you know, see as two hands coming up, but they were like long fingers or long, irregularly lengthed fingers with nails on them. And but it was just a shadow, and it was coming up, and as it got closer and closer, it was like it almost, you know, was like in my face, in my head, whatever. Boom, I wake up. I start yelling and screaming, and for a long time, and I'm still unsure, for a long time I thought that, you know, that story plus, you know, the one that I'm about to go into, which still has me baffled on whether, you know, what it was, what happened. Was it sleep paralysis? Was it what? I don't know. But I kind of think that this all happened in the same night. Because next, I remember waking up screaming, and I'm yelling for my mom, and I'm sitting on the edge of the bunk bed, and I'm yelling for my mom again. I'm on the bottom, not under the bottom. And I'm yelling for my mom. She comes in. She goes downstairs. I think she was going to make, like, you know, a cup of coffee. She had a feeling it was probably going to be a long night. As she's downstairs and, you know, just long enough really to warm up a, you know, cup of Java real, you know, 4 or 5 minutes maybe. I'm sitting there and I remember putting my head down, you know, like I'm just waiting. Putting my head down. I don't know if I fell back asleep, like in the Nightmare on Elm Streets, where they're just sitting there and then they close their eyes. Next thing you know, boom, they're in a dream world. You know what I mean?
Right.
Know what I mean?
Know what I'm saying?
See what I'm saying?
Know what I'm saying?
Know what I'm saying? Well, what are you from the Department of Know What I'm Saying?
Know what I'm saying?
But so I'm really unclear on, you know, really what happened. All I know is that I all of a sudden started feeling the back collar of my shirt slowly start to lift up. I could physically feel this. I jerked my head around, and I know this sounds, this is why my mom probably insisted this was just a dream. I seen a yellow hand covered in hair with black polka dots and really long nails on it, receding back into the dust cover of the top bunk. It was coming out of the bottom of the top bunk and grabbing my shirt. And I felt it. And as I turned around, it was moving slowly, and I could feel my shirt lowering back down onto my, you know, shoulders in the back of my neck. My mom comes. I immediately jumped up. I ran over. I sat on this little toy box bench thing that I had, and I sat there, and I'm like hyperventilating, and I'm crying, and I'm freaking out of what I just saw. My mom comes in. No, it was just a dream. Go back to, how the fuck can I go back to bed now? Are you serious? You know, I have this evil black thing with claws coming after me. I wake up. That son of a bitch ain't done. He's in the top bunk. I can't go back to bed.
Now you're really going to sleep under the bottom bunk.
Now I'm in my toy box. And I got up the next morning. I told my mom exactly when she came in, I was crying. I told her exactly what I saw, exactly what I, you know, just told you guys. And, of course, it was just a dream. Don't worry about it. It was just a dream. That's foolish, blah, blah, blah. I remember it and recall that story just like it happened last night. It's absolutely, you know, just... It's terrifying. I mean, it really is. I mean, because what you felt, Malice, you know, when even in your drunken haze, you know, this shadow in front of you, you seen something right there. You said like you were staring and, you know, someone was staring you right in the face. And then this incident where, you know, trying to, you know, suffocate your ass. That's very real. You can't tell me that was a dream.
I've done, you know, lots of drugs and, you know, had a lot of drunken nights. And, you know, that it doesn't happen. That hasn't happened. On a regular basis, you know, it's like,
Let me just step in and say this. I've done a lot of good hallucinogenics in my time. Okay, some with some very, very good visuals. I have never seen anything like what I'm describing tonight under any hallucinogens. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I couldn't even see that drug induced. I mean, I didn't feel, I never felt scared when I was, you know, like, you know, watching my face turn into Freddy Krueger in the mirror and shooting, bubbling and blah, blah, blah. You know, I was like, yeah, all right. I wasn't scared. I was terrified at nine. I'm sure you were terrified.
Oh, extremely.
Exactly. Because like, you feel like you're going to die. I didn't know if I wouldn't have woke up as that thing was getting closer, because I was feeling more and more dread, more and more dread. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? I can't move. What's going to happen? And then, you wake up completely.
And it made me angry. You know, they just kept telling me that it wasn't real. Like, you know, I was awake. I know, right. I was awake. I was awake. Like, I woke up from a dream, and it happened. But, you know, I'm more open-minded now. I'm older. So it could have been sleep paralysis. It could have been a dream within a dream. But I can still remember the way it made me feel, and I can still feel it. You know, I can, if I think of it, I can feel that terror that I felt.
Mm-hmm.
And
me too.
So it's still kind of hard for me to just admit that it wasn't real at all, that it was just a condition, you know, that everyone experiences, or most of everyone experiences.
And they say like, you know, 1 in 5 people will experience this at least once in their lifetime. It's not dangerous. It can be. And in some cultures, people have, you know, died in their sleep, almost a Nightmare on Elm Street type shit. And, you know, they will keep themselves up, which maybe we ought to, you know, just mention, you know, a few of the things that cause sleep paralysis would be things such as stress. They say it normally most people will have childhood experiences with it. But as we get older, the, you know, stress mounts, maybe our habits don't get to be the best. So, mental disorders, we're all not really all there, you know what I mean? But, you know, if you suffer from a lot of depression, and you know, there's so many factors, you know, sleep deprivation, if you're stressed and you're not getting enough sleep, and you're overworked and things like this, this can cause you to, you know, experience something like sleep paralysis. It is not detrimental to your health. It's actually a sleep, not, I don't even think they've classified it as a disorder yet.
I would
it's
say
more of a phenomenon is how they call it, because they really don't know a whole lot about this.
I would say that it's damaging to your mental health. I mean, and we both was discussing that, because, you know, if you're having it, you know, on a regular basis,
mm-hmm.
you know, then you're going to be afraid to go to sleep, and then you're going to be sleep deprived.
And then
they say that increases it. You
exactly.
know, that's a cause.
It's a vicious circle. So when you finally do end up going to sleep, you're right back where you started, because you've been sleep deprived, which is, a cause, one of the many causes. Maybe it has to be a conglomerate of shit. But
that, or, you know, you're so afraid to go to sleep, or you feel like you're asleep. You know, you can't tell the difference between, you know, a dream or a reality, and you're trying to wake up,
right,
and you accidentally kill yourself.
That's very true. I think what, you know, was meant by the fact that, you know, it's not a life-threatening health risk.
Right. I mean, you're not going to have...
It's a pretty common thing. It's scary as all get out.
You're not going to have a heart attack.
Right.
You might feel...
Yeah, but some people have. There are cases out there where people have had maybe heart attacks in their sleep. I don't know if it's connected with the sleep paralysis. There's some people that have, you know, they almost go into a state of shock.
No, I can see that, you know. They not remember that they were having a dream.
Yeah.
And it caused it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
A very intense dream to, you know. But, a person in good health with a strong heart, I don't think that's going to happen to. somebody, you know, who smokes like a chimney like myself. And
unless it's something sinister, you know, and it actually...
And there you go. Unless it is something sinister, which, you know, a lot of these shadow people are not known to be your, you know, friendly. You know, you mentioned the man with the hat. That was literally, you know, is that how you described it?
Yeah, you know,
because that's how you
remember
technically...
the lawn ornament that people would have out in their yards. It was just a male shadow wood cut out.
Yeah,
and it would lean up against a tree, yeah, and he'd have, yeah, the fucking hat. It was that motherfucker right there.
It was that guy.
It was him. People created him, and he was the fucking devil.
I don't even know what to say. It's that guy. I just seen him. Oh, man. And you know what I just noticed? On the desktop here, I see a bunch of shadow people with dreads.
Dude, when I'm driving down the road and I see one of those, I pull over and I beat the shit out of it. I fucking bust it into pieces.
Man.
No, I'm only kidding. I'd be too scared to go near it.
He'd be running. He'd get out of his car, run down the street, flailing his arms. Help me, help me. The shadow people are coming to get me.
They found me. I don't know how, but they found me. Run for it, Marty.
You know what? I'm going to find a bunch of these fucking things, and I'm going to line the house with them.
I'll never fucking come back over here.
The show before I do that will be Malice's final performance. Oh man.
Shit, man. That scares me even more. Am I just not coming back, or am I not going to fucking be around anymore?
Oh, man. Oh, let me check the time on it. You know, this is, you know, some pretty interesting things, man. It's not something you can cover, you know, in an hour podcast, because there's, you know, just so much involved. There's a lot of theories involved. You know, some people, you know, is it alien abduction or sleep paralysis, or people that are experiencing being abducted by alien. I have never been probed by in the anus by a shadow person.
No, I'm not.
You know, I don't know. That don't sound like a very solid theory, but anything is possible. And I think you have to keep all possibilities open. Not that, you know, I'm one of these alien guys, although I'm not going to completely throw it in the trash.
Right.
Who knows? Because I don't know, you know, and but
I think it's something more, in my opinion, is more supernatural or paranormal associated, you know, the sleep paralysis and shadow people. I think it's paranormal, man. I think, you know, some of it might, you know, be scientifically ruled out as, you know, those conditions, but I think some of it, man, I think there's more than we understand behind it.
Sure. And, you know, to just completely, you know, discredit something that you don't fully understand is, you know, pretty ignorant. And I mean that in the literal definition of ignorance. You know,
if you
don't know.
If you weren't there, man, you
kind of stupid. If
you really can't speculate,
right,
on what really happened because you weren't there.
You weren't there. All you can do is speculate on the story I give you. Which, you know, real quick. Speaking of shadow people, you're I kind of turned my chair over. I turned my chair around and looked to my left, and the old Malice is starting to get worried and looking at the...
Jim's looking at me, man. He's giving me the eye, dude.
Jim Morrison picture. But anyway, back in, I want to say 97, my grandfather passed away. And no, it was actually later than that. It might have been 97, 98, something like that. Anyway, I was very close to my grandfather. When that happened, I, you know, turned to the one thing that I thought would, you know, kill the pain. That was a lot of drinking. And, you know, get a 30-pack of beer and a bottle of Cutty Sark scotch. And I'd kill about half that 30-pack and about half that bottle of scotch in one night. Next night, do it again. And then the third night, back getting the same thing, you know, and just repeating the cycle. And, you know, in the midst of this, you know, drinking binge, I'm sitting in the chair, ironically listening to The Doors. And the corner of my eye, it caught me. I seen something, you know, kind of move, because there was a small hallway off to my left, and on the left of that hallway was the entry to the kitchen. Across that hallway, there was a bathroom. End of the hallway, the bedroom. And I kind of caught something move, and I turned and I looked, and I seen about 5'7", 5'8", right around the height of my grandfather. And it was just a shadow. There was no distinguishing arms. You know, I mean, I couldn't see legs, anything. You know, it was like somebody had draped a black sheet over, you know, somebody and told them float across the hall. But that's what it looked like. And it moved. If there was something, it moved into the bathroom. It probably happened numerous times, but in that bathroom, I had a few suicide attempts. So, the bathroom didn't have a very good aura about it anyway. But this figure, you know, went that way. I thought, again, it was just, you know, alcoholic hallucinations, drinking too much, but had an incident here as well, but you'll have to email me for that one. Because I don't want to get into it right now, because we're about out of time. Again, real quick, I just want to say, if you would like to share your stories of sleep paralysis, paranormal experiences, shadow people, any kind of really strange dreams, if we've talked about some dreams tonight, that, you know, just kind of shook you to your core, and then maybe had some different meaning behind it that you were unaware, email both myself and Malice. You can get me at otis@nightoftheliveanddreads.com, and you can get Malice where?
Malice Murphy at nightoftheliveanddreads.com.
That's right. And again, no dreads. No A in dreads. Let us know. And if you want us to maybe, you know, talk, we can maybe do a recap and share some of your stories. You know, hey, it's up to you. But let us know in the email. Yes, it's okay to share. Yes, it's okay to, you know, use my name, whatever. We don't have to use your name unless you want us to. But just let us know, if you just want to share your story, with us, then that's fine too. And we can just read it and, you know, we won't mention it, but anyway, that's gonna about do it, man. It's kind of strange you being back here in the insane asylum, once again. It's been a while, but life happens. You know, life happens. You know, you get a new addition to the family, and then, oh, this godforsaken weather. You know, I feel like, you see, and the weather was like 40 around here. Yeah, rainy, today. And most of the snow is gone.
I don't mind doing it, honestly. I don't mind it until we're on hour 15.
Oh.
Like, you know, that's when I'm ready just to quit.
That's criminal. It's got to be criminal. It should be anyway. But yeah, you've been busy, man, and I've been busy. I couldn't even, you know, pull it together a lot of times just to, you know, do it myself. Mrs. Dreads did it with me last week. The podcast.
I was getting ready to say she should be doing it with you every night.
I don't have that much energy, my friend. I'm a broke down guy, man. All right, so before I get into too much more, I want to thank you guys again for listening. We will talk with you next week, and not sure what the hell we're going to talk about then, but I'm sure it'll be just as entertaining and disastrous as this one was.
Know what I'm saying?
Know what I mean? All right, I'm Otis B. Dreads.
I am Malice Murphy.
Hey, we'll catch you next week, my friends. Night of Living Dreads, nightoflivingdreads.com. Gorehounds of Horror on Facebook. See you next week. Well, I'm actually not going to see you. But I will talk to you next week.
Things no one knows. We're going to die.